It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm really good. I had a good Anzac weekend and busy day on Anzac Day. It was good that we could get people back together at, you know, after last year where we stood in our driveways. We had a big crowd at the War Memorial Museum of probably around 15, 20,000. And then I did a smaller event in Grey Lynn, which was still had hundreds of people there. And then I went to the Army headquarters in Arch Hill and finished up the day there. So it was good to connect with people and good to show our respect. And I don't know whether anybody watched the Peter Jackson program on TV last night, but he used original footing from soldiers in the First War, but had colourised it. And then a background of narration from people that were, you know, obviously taken years ago, from people who were soldiers in the First War. And it really, you know, it was a work of love by Peter Jackson, but it really brought to life the sort of conditions that people endured and how they lived and what they thought.
I'm sure a lot of people will have been very, very glad that we could properly mark that this year without a lockdown, so that is good news. Let's talk a little bit about something we mentioned a couple of weeks ago on the show. Now, this is the ongoing conflict at Kennedy Point on Waiheke Island. Now, this is around the marina, which has been consented to go ahead there. The protesters and occupiers on the beach there have been arguing for conservation reasons for this to not go ahead, particularly around the little blue penguin. Now, this is stepped up a notch. They've taken it to the High Court. What's happening here, and how is the council involved?
Yeah, well, the council gave resource consent for the building of the marina at Kennedy Point after the one at Matiatia was turned down. This was 3 years ago, back in 4 years ago now, 2017. And it's been appealed to the Environment Court, and the court upheld the decision to grant the consent. In that consent, real priority was given for practical things to be put in place to protect the little penguin, the Korora.
So has that been actioned? Because that seems to be a massive concern from the group.
Yeah, absolutely. What the developer was required to do was to engage ecologists with experience in seabird monitoring to develop a management plan for the construction stage, and that's been done, and that's now been put forward through people with expertise, coastal and ecological specialists, to certify that the plan would ensure the well-being of the birds. The birds, the biggest threat to the birds are actually us as human beings and dogs on beaches.
This might be true, but in the specific instance of this marina, there is a lot of concern from the people on the ground that is perhaps just ticking some boxes and not actually making any meaningful change there.
I reject that completely. There has been a huge effort made, and rightly so, to protect the penguin. And, there's no shortage of money on either side of this dispute, as you can see from the matter going to court time and time and time again. There are, you know, people with a lot of wealth behind the protest, and there are people that are very genuine behind the protest that are worried about the welfare of the penguins. But there is also, you know, there was opposition to the marina per se, and this is the, I think, probably the last effort by those that are against the marina to find grounds for, they're seeking judicial review proceedings and they're seeking interim orders, which is yet to be considered by the High Court. At the moment, the developer has paused, but legally they can go ahead, and the court will once again look at it, and they'll obviously take into account
One of the major groups that is opposing this is Ngāti Pāua, who are the local hapū of that rohe. Now, what was the consultation process with iwi during the early stages of this?
There was a lot of consultation, but unfortunately, Ngāti Pāua are divided. There were two different groups. The one that was that was involved in the early stages of the program was supportive and is, I think, still supportive of the marina, and the other group is opposed to it. So just like in the rest of the community, there are people with different opinions looking at it from different perspectives. And these sort of things happen with any development. You know, on one hand, people want to have places where they can moor their boats. On the other hand, people sometimes want to leave each particular area untouched by as little development as possible. And, you know, you can see the viewpoint from either side. But in the end, there are rules that council follows. They're set out by the Resource Management Act, and the court determines whether the rules have been followed and the process has been appropriate. And the court to date has said, yes, the process has been appropriate, the rules have been followed, and they've upheld the granting of the resource consent. Well, you know, we'll go through the next phase now of legal proceedings and a lot of money being spent, and we'll see what comes out of it. That's the nature of how our law works.
Well, we will probably touch base on that one again then when we hear more about that. But let's talk about something that's happening at a government level but very much affects local council. This is Local Government Minister Nanaia Mahuta's recent announcement that there's going to be an independent review into how local government across the whole country is run. Now, what's this going to actually mean, and how long is this process going to take? And particularly for Auckland, what do you think is going to be looked at here?
Well, I think it'll be important for all local government, perhaps even more so for local government outside of Auckland, because I suspect what's not on the formal agenda but that will emerge from it is the question of whether local government is big enough to do the job that's being asked of it. In Auckland, that's clearly the case because it's a third of the country that gives us the scale and the professionalism to do the job. But what we're facing in local government at the moment is a wave of reforms that government is bringing in, changes to the RMA, the Three Waters Review that would effectively take out of local government control over freshwater, wastewater and stormwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then a whole lot of national policy statements on urban development, on freshwater, on prime soils, etc. And so there's a bit of a concern around the country at local government level. All of these things, you know, we've got a more and more centralised system, and what does that mean for local government? And I think it's timely that the Minister has put this review in place. She's done it in consultation with Local Government New Zealand. There are five people on the panel. They look to be well qualified. Two of them have associations with Auckland Council. Penny Hulse, who used to be Deputy Mayor in Waitakere and then Auckland Council, and is a person with a lot of skill and a lot of experience. Gail Surgener, who runs the Southern Initiative out in South Auckland, who's well respected. She's General Manager of Community and Social Innovation. So I think the capabilities of the people are good. The review starts next month. They'll report back initially on where their direction is going this September. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be a draft report for public consultation September next year, and a final report in 2023. So it's not being rushed through. I think it's being done thoroughly, and I think it's timely.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about Onehunga, because I'm sure we'll come back and touch base on this in September when we are hearing those early findings. But yeah, it will be a really interesting thing to see how that rolls out. But let's talk a wee bit about Onehunga, because there's been a community project that's been sort of supported by the local council there around slowing down street traffic on roads that I guess people were using as diversions from the arterial routes. Now, that has been pretty well liked by locals, but frustrating to some motorists. Now, where is this project at the moment? Because there's been some discussion about scrapping it. So what's happening right now?
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit like our earlier discussion on penguins. There are strong views on either side of this. As you suggested, Rachel, the goal, it's called the low traffic neighbourhoods. It's to redirect cars from some of the narrow residential streets. If you know Onehunga, it's Grey Street, Arthur Street, Cardwell and Cameron Streets, back onto the main arterial roads like Mount Smart. And the goal is to create quieter local streets where people feel it's safer and it's easier to walk and cycle, and kids are more likely to be able to play around on the streets and walk to school, etc. And the important thing to acknowledge is that it's a trial. It's being funded by Waka Kotahi, the New Zealand Transport Agency. It's being put into place through the local board, the Maunga Kia Kia Tamaki local board, and Auckland Transport. And they are surveying the residents at each point. Now, there are some that say, this is absolutely fantastic. We're walking and cycling more. Mm. It's safer to let the kids walk to school. We feel more connected with our neighbours and our community. And the people that used to use the residential streets as a shortcut say it's taking us longer to get to work, it's inconvenient, it's disrupting traffic, it's adding to congestion on the main roads, and there's a lack of communication and awareness around it. So, you know, what's important to remember is that it's the stage one of a pilot, and
so
they are reporting...
When do we see the next stage of the pilot, or what is the next step?
They're constantly surveying and going back to the community, and basically what they're trying to find out is should we move in this direction? It's been done quite often in big cities overseas, and should we put the neighbourhoods as the priority, or should we just go back to more and more cars on the road and more cars running through the local neighbourhoods? Then the second question is this the best way of doing it? Well, because it's the first stage of a pilot, that looks a bit basic with, the barriers on the road rather than the permanent planting boxes or the narrowing of the roads with, measures designed to redirect cars that you've seen in other areas across the city. And is it causing real problems on the main roads, more than the usual levels of congestion that you get at peak hour? So, I mean, I think they'll go through it thoroughly. They'll try to find out, how they can do it best, whether they should proceed further down this line or whether they should abandon it. Now, it's quite interesting to see the different views on the local board. Some people in favour of it quite strongly, some people against it. So that's kind of a reflection of the wider views across the community. It's a local issue for the local board to finally determine what's good for their community. That's why we have local boards. And I'll go with whatever the local board decides. But I think it's good to pilot it, and it's good to try to...
As you say, lots of cities around the world. Yeah, lots of cities around the world. London's had some very successful versions of this come up. And it will be interesting to see what happens here in Tāmaki Makaurau across that sphere as well.
Absolutely will be.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mayor. It's always great to have you on the show. I hope you had a long, lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Catch up next week.
All right.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank you.